Connect Expo, we have with us show director Sarah Mooney, Vice President of Ag Services Charlie O'Brien, and they're here to answer your questions and point at each other and whatever else. Okay.
All right. Well, welcome. We appreciate you coming in and getting the latest stats and news and figures on the show, and we certainly appreciate your presence here at the show and coverage. We're just astonished by all the multimedia coverage of this event. It's just been great. So thank you for that and participating. We have just been crunching numbers this morning so we could give you the latest and greatest. What I want to start out by saying is that, this is a snapshot look at our statistics as of Wednesday, close of business, Wednesday, January 13th. So these numbers are preliminary. They don't include any registration from today or tomorrow. So this is as of today. So before we launch into the summary of Ag Connect Expo 2010, I just wanted to give you a little look ahead for the 2011 show. That's going to be taking place January 7th through the 10th, 2011. At the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're very excited because over two-thirds of the space that you see on the floor right now has already been reserved for the 2011 show. So we're kicking off our space sales campaign in a very strong way with over 100,000 net square feet of space already reserved for the 2011 event. So we're going to see a very big scope, a broader scope of exhibits at the second show. Starting with the 2011 event, we will be going on a biennial schedule, so we'll be every other year. The next event after 2011 would take place in 2013. All right, so to get to the first show information, again, as I mentioned, as of close of day, Wednesday, January 13th, we had more than 7,000 total registrants, 312 exhibitors, and those exhibitors were covering 167,800 net square feet of exhibit space. Of the attendance category, 20% of total registrants were from outside of the United States. We had registrants coming from more than 62 countries, 49 out of the 50 U.S. states. Our 50th state is Hawaii. That's not represented here, but we have everybody else, including Alaska, and 9 out of the 10 Canadian provinces. International registrants included delegations from more than 20 countries, including 16 delegations organized through the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Buyer Program. Out of the attendance numbers, more than 2,000 of those attendees are producers. More than 1,800 are agribusiness professionals, and almost 800 dealer personnel. I'll pause so you can write that down. 80% of registrants, and I want to qualify a lot of this with the fact that we have a lot of feedback from exhibitors who are very excited about the quality of the attendance at the show. And we can prove that with our demographics because we know that 80% of registrants participate in purchasing decisions. And the exhibitors have certainly noticed that out on the show floor. The quality is excellent. Out of the producer registrants, more than 80% are farm owners and operators. And our average total acreage per operation is nearly 2,900 acres per farm or per operation. Getting into the quality education, which is just another cornerstone of Ag Connect Expo, we had more than 30 education sessions, and they're continuing on today and tomorrow. A lot of the sessions have been booked to capacity, and we've had to actually add seats into those classrooms. And we've had a number of show tours which have been sold out So we're very excited about that, that the tours to the local operations have been very popular and successful. Out of all of the attendees, about 35% of them have signed up for an educational program or tour. So that's a nice high percentage. Using benchmarks from some of our other shows, this is a nice high percentage, certainly indicating that Ag Connect Expo is really also about quality education. Going back to the international component, as far as on the show floor, we have exhibit pavilions from Argentina, Brazil, Canada, China, and Europe. And we also have product pavilions on the show floor, the IFB Fluid Power Technology Pavilion, sponsored by the National Fluid Power Association. And then the Shortliner Pavilion, which is from the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association, FEMA. As far as co-located events with Ag Connect Expo, we've had a number of industry events that have co-located with us, including Agri-Evolution, which is a second world summit on agricultural machinery, the 5th U.S.-Mongolian Business Forum. It's the first time they've located their event outside of Washington, D.C., and the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers held their Agriculture Equipment Technology Conference and also showcased their AE50 awards here at the show. Also, the Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association held their annual convention here in Orlando with the show. And the State Ag and Rural Leaders held their annual Legislative Agriculture Chair Summit. And, of course, a number of exhibitors held key dealer meetings here in conjunction with the show as well. We had more than 40 official supporting organizations, including Agritechnica, the world's largest agriculture machinery show in Germany, and its organizer, DLG, the German Agricultural Society. We also had the support of over 70 official supporting media for the show, and out of you all, we had 114 media registrants coming to the show. So that's my summary of the statistics for the first ever Ag Connect Expo. I don't know if Charlie would like to add some comments as well.
I'll just say a few words in terms of when we started down this path, and we started, Sarah, probably 18 months ago in the planning associated with putting Ag Connect together. And certainly the hallmark of the show is the supporting organization, the supporting groups and partnerships that we've been able to form that is really truly the industry, by the industry and for the industry. And that's what we mean by the industry and for the industry. All these groups that are either doing co-locating or supporting, that's part of what it is. The show really truly is for the industry. And we are continuing down that path, and a lot of the work that we'll be doing for the 2011 show is just that. I don't know how many times we've been talked to since we've been here about we need to talk to you, we need to figure out how we get engaged with this, how can we get engaged, can we have our key meeting as part of Ag Connect, and how do we do that? So I think there's, from all of our perspective, and many of us run here, there, and everywhere. So it's an opportunity for us to truly create this gathering place for agriculture all in one place at one time and leverage off of that experience. So it's been interesting, it's been fun, and it continues to be fun just with the numbers of meetings that we've had here at the 2010 show in terms of how do we do something at 2011, whether it's a dealer group or an organization or whoever it may be. So that's been gratifying, and I think that the other thing that's been gratifying for us, I think, is kind of reiterate what Sarah said, is the influencers, the decision makers are here, and they're having the appropriate time to have the detailed discussion that they wanted to have with the exhibitors, and having those discussions, because we tried very hard to promote the concept of having experts here at the show. And I think that a lot of the people that I've talked to, the producers that are here, have had the opportunity to actually go into the booths spend the time, find the experts, whether they're engineers or product managers or whatever it may be, but they are finding the experts, and they're having pretty interesting, pretty detailed discussions.
And the CEOs, too.
And the CEOs. They were here. They kind of like that discussions with them as well. So it's been fun, and I talked to an exhibitor today, and he said, who was very actively involved in part of the planning, he said, we're living the vision. And so this is the vision of the industry, by the industry, for the industry.
Questions?
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah.